In the years leading up to that first Earth Day in 1970, many Americans felt growing concerns about unchecked air and water pollution and the destruction of forests and other important ecosystems around the planet. Dennis Hayes, then a Harvard Law student, was Earth Day's national coordinator.
In Los Angeles, the estimates were that for simply breathing, it was the equivalent of smoking two packs of cigarettes a day. We had rivers that were catching on fire, lakes that were dying, the American national emblem, the bald eagle, was on the verge of extinction, and on and on.
Many historians say Earth Day might have been inspired, too, by a single historic photograph of a fragile-looking Earth set against the blackness of space, taken by Apollo astronauts circling the moon for the first time in 1968. But the surge in environmental activism also drew from the growing movement against the U.S. war in Vietnam in the late 1960s. Hayes says support for Earth Day spread quickly, and on April 22nd, one in every 10 Americans took part in the nationwide observance, attending rallies, musical concerts, planting trees, or cleaning up local streams and parks.
It was to raise a set of issues, to tie them all together into one fabric, so that the people who were fighting against pesticides and the people who were fighting to stop freeways cutting through their neighborhoods or fighting against air pollution or fighting to preserve a wetland would realize that they had common values and that they ought to be working together instead of separate organizations.
Public outcry on that first Earth Day led to political action. The U.S. Congress passed new laws to protect the air, water, and endangered species, and created the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA. 40 years later, the annual observance has become a global event. An estimated 1 billion people in 191 countries take part in a multitude of events, coordinated by the nonprofit U.S.-based group Earth Day Network. The epicenter of Earth Day activities in the United States is Washington, D.C., and it's here on the green expanse of the National Mall at the foot of the United States Capitol that the 9-day event kicked off last weekend with a simple service project. Volunteers came to help the U.S. Park Service clean up the nation's front yard.
First of all, I want to break down the groups. What we're going to be doing mostly today is we have some areas we're going to be doing some weeding. We're going to be doing some mulching, and we're also going to be picking up some of the debris around the tidal basin over there.
It's good to have volunteers, always. Anybody who can help is good. Yeah, because we have to, like, cut, mow, string, trim. We do it all.
The National Mall has been turned into a kind of eco-village with exhibit tents and globes that artists have sculpted and painted. A wide range of nonprofit environmental groups are on hand, as are foreign embassies, corporations, and federal agencies, from the EPA to NASA, the U.S. Space Agency. Much of NASA's work these days is directed at space-based Earth monitoring. Kids crowd around a table to put together jigsaw puzzles based on satellite images of the Earth. NASA scientist Ruth Netting says the activity is one way to engage children to care about the planet.
Every little bit helps, so I hope we keep working at taking care of what we have.
Engaging the public this way can lead to substantive change, says Nate Beyer, the Earth Day Network's 2010 campaign director. He says while the Internet has helped to build a more cohesive community in the digital age, the environmental passions that launched Earth Day 1970 still resonate. Against the backdrop of the U.S. Capitol, people from all walks of life have come to urge Congress to take action on one of the most critical environmental issues of our time, climate change.
And they want a climate bill because a climate bill is a jobs bill, because it's a national security bill, and because it's a bill that ensures that future generations, our children and our children's children, will have an environment in which they can thrive.
Earth Day 2010 Chair Dennis Hayes agrees. He adds that unlike Earth Day 1970, which focused on local and national fixes to environmental problems, the response today must be global.
In the event of something like climate change, it's not an issue that any one country can solve acting by itself.
Earth Day events in Washington continue through the week, culminating with Sunday's climate rally, featuring music by top-name artists and speeches by leading environmental activists. Earth Day Network is coordinating similar events across the United States and around the globe. Organizers hope Earth Day continues to serve as a rallying point for people who care about the environment and who want to turn that care into positive action. Roseanne Skirball, VOA News, Washington.